Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, podcast friends, here we go. It's time for another edition of the Daily 10. In fact, it's your Wednesday edition. Thanks so much for joining us. The only podcast for Atlanta and Georgia folks that we give you all the stuff you guys care about the most, hopefully in a pretty speedy process with our Daily 10 podcast here. We have a lot to cover today, including a very important bounce back win for the Braves, a look at some potential future Braves in what could be a really good free agent class, and the Falcons have announced number two, which shouldn't be a surprise. All that and more coming up, but first, a reminder, we are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. As football season nears, there is no better sports bar for you to enjoy than the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. You've heard me for a very long time telling you why they are the ultimate sports bar experience. This is an on-demand sports viewing palace where you have all the views of every game you want, one of the coolest movie-sized screens that's nine flat screens all kind of shoved together to give you the best view of the biggest game around, whether it's baseball pennant races or football around the corner. You want the ability to watch all your games, have a craft beer bar right in front of you, self-serve taps so you can take care of what you want when you want it. And the Daily Draft wants to host you and your crew when you're putting together your fantasy football team. Here's the deal. On the weekend of August 27th, you can have a chance to reserve a great spot at the Daily Draft and take advantage of a great deal on your favorite brews and 75-cent wings. So think about the money you're going to save, and they're going to put together a great spot for you and your eight friends, or you and your 80 friends, for your fantasy football draft. Reserve your space now for the weekend of August 26th, 27th, so you can be there Saturday or Sunday to craft out the fantasy football team you want for 2022. Call the Daily Draft at 770-783-2799 to reserve your space. Again, that's 770-783-2799. I told you it was a big bounce back win for the Braves last night. They beat the Red Sox 9-7 to end their very short but frustrating three-game losing streak. Kind of a wild game, too, for the Braves, who at the top of the order, they really kind of dominated things between Acuna, Dansby, and Riley. More on those guys in a moment. The Braves had leads in the game of 1-0 early, then 4-2, then 6-5, then 7-6 before eventually holding on in 11 innings, 9-7. Charlie Morton was not sharp last night, this following a really good start he had a week ago. But last night it was just 6 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, a walk. He did strike out 7, but he gave up 3 home runs. The good news for the Braves is the bullpen did more than yeoman's work, covering 5 innings, allowing only 1 earned run. I thought a couple of big moments in the game. A.J. Minter, a big strikeout of Rafael Devers with 2 on and 2 out in the 7th. The combo of Colin McHugh, Raisel Iglesias, Kenley Jansen, and Dylan Lee, along with Tyler Matzek, covered 4 and 2/3, again, of just 1 run earned allowed. It was nice to see Tyler Matzek look as filthy as he did in that 11th inning. He resembled playoff Matzek. He touched 96-97 last night. If you get him back into that form with Kirby Yates returning and now Raisel Iglesias, all of a sudden with a depth in the pen, looks even better. So back to the Braves offense. I told you the top three in the order were just outstanding. Acuna, Dansby, and Riley combined to go 8 for 17 with 6 RBIs. They scored 5 runs, a home run, 2 doubles, a triple. They were on base 9 times in 18 plate appearances. For Riley specifically, you know, I don't know what you do to get him out, but I know this, I'm not pitching to him in big spots if I'm the opposing manager, which for some reason happened again last night. Riley was 3 for 6, a home run, 2 doubles, a triple, and he had 5 RBIs. So fast forward in this game till the 11th inning. 2 on, Austin Riley up with an open base. As I'm watching the game, I'm thinking they're going to walk Riley, bring in a lefty to face Olsen. You have a force out at every base. It makes perfect sense. But as I tweeted last night, why on earth would you pitch to Riley there? They did it. Infield in, Riley hits a bullet for a base hit that scored 2, including Ronald Acuna on just a beautiful slide. This was one of the best slides I've ever seen to give the Braves that extra run for a little more wiggle room. Again, I would have walked Riley. I would have faced Olsen with a lefty. Riley, to me, is not getting sort of the MVP treatment from opposing managers, and that's great for the Braves, but a big mistake for them. Riley also tied another Hank Aaron record last night as he became the fastest player to reach 30 home runs and 30 doubles in a season, tying Hank Aaron's mark, who did it in 111 games way back in 1959. Like, this is multiple times in the last couple of weeks we're telling you what Austin Riley and Hank Aaron have in common. That's just nuts. Remember, Riley broke Aaron's extra base hit record in a month with 26 in July when Hank had 25. There were a couple of other really big moments, I thought, in the game. Michael Harris, who had a good night, hit a game-tying double to score Orlando Arcia in the sixth to make it 5-5 at that point. Dansby had a wonderful at-bat in the eighth, had a big two-out double that scored Acuna, who was flying from first base on a 3-2 pitch to give the Braves a lead. And the aforementioned Orlando Arcia hit the go-ahead double in the 10th. They gave the Braves a 7-6 lead. The bummer there, he had to leave with a hamstring injury. Snit said after the game, he thought Arcia told him he heard a pop, which would mean not just a short stint on the IL, but maybe he's done for the rest of the season. And then, of course, the Riley two-run double in the 11th. So a bunch of big moments for the Braves, which I thought were super important. What happens now at second base? Well, for the short term, I guess A.J. Adrianza would hold down the fort. I wonder if the Braves would consider bringing in either Didi Gregorius or Andrelton Simmons, who are both shortstops but have played second base at some point, the same way Orlando Arcia has done it. If you played short, you can play second. So those could be options until Ozzy comes back. The other really aggressive move would be considering Vaughn Grissom, who all of a sudden is at the top of the Braves' prospect list. He's a shortstop by trade, but again, sure, he can handle second base if they wanted to get him up in the bigs. Now, Grissom's only 21. He's only played 21 games in Double-A Mississippi, which sounds familiar, right? It's got a lot of Michael Harris vibes to it. Grissom has played some short, some second, some third. That, again, would be aggressive, but watching Harris and Strider makes you think the Braves would not be above making that kind of decision. One more note from last night. Ronald Acuna was all over the place, and that was great to see. His impact was felt everywhere. All of a sudden, Ronald's red hot, and this is kind of what I said while he was struggling. I don't worry about superstar players because they will figure it out and then go on a tear, and Ronald's in the midst of one of those. He was 3 for 5 last night, 3 runs scored, a stolen base. The speed was huge on the Dansby double, on the Riley single, the stolen base he set up before the Riley at bat. So just an all-around great night for Ronald, who's now 11 for his last 24 with a couple of doubles, a home run, 4 RBIs, 6 runs scored, and 2 stolen bases over his last 6 games. Tonight it's Kyle Wright against Nick Pivetta at 7:10 as the Braves look for a quick 2-game sweep. Folks, we're brought to you by the great folks at Peachwood Floor Coverings. I love working with local companies, and this is one that really paid dividends for me because we went through the home renovation process. I mean, we did everything top to bottom, and one of the biggest decisions we had to make was flooring. We ran into a couple of stumbling blocks with some other companies that just didn't have the attention to detail, the pricing, or just the customer service that we found with Peachwood Floor Coverings. We got in touch with Ryan Cornell, is the owner, and Peachwood, and they sent their folks out the next day for a free in-home consultation where they brought us hardwood options and flooring options and carpeting options, and we made our choices that day. We got the project on the books. They gave us a project manager. And I'm proud to say we have beautiful new flooring, hardwoods all downstairs, new carpet on the stairs and in the bedroom. Thank you to Peachwood Floor Coverings, but they'll do the same work they did for me, for you as well. If you mention my name, Matt, in the Daily 10, they're going to knock 10% off the price of flooring and tile all this month when you find out more at peachwoodfloorcoverings.com. Again, that's peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, or call them at 678-935-6901. So while we have a lot of unfinished business for the Braves the rest of the season, I don't think it's ever too early to look ahead to the future. We've talked about how the Braves could pass the $200 million payroll mark this offseason. They could move into the top five in payroll. That would not be shocking, and the timing of that would be wonderful. I saw an early list of free agents from Jim Bowden, the former GM, now with the Athletic. This might be the deepest free agent class I can ever remember. And when the Braves have money not only coming off the books but a rising payroll, you're going to have some opportunity. So let me go through a couple of names here, because the Braves are going to have to figure out a potential replacement for Charlie Morton if he's not back. Same with Kenley Jansen. Dansby and Duvall could both come off, and either Dansby could be back or they could end up replacing both of those. Jacob deGrom is number one on Jim Bowden's free agent list, and he's fascinating. He's also a big risk at 34 years old. Who's going to make more than $30 million if he opts out of his final player option for next season? And the injury bug is just something you cannot ignore. Does that mean the Braves wouldn't consider it? Do you take Kenley's money and Charlie Morton's money, pivot and say, all right, we'll roll the dice on a 2 or 3 year deal for Jacob deGrom, who is said to be a fan of the Braves growing up in DeLand, Florida, so maybe that's something to consider. Aaron Judge is number two on the list. He's also a little bit older than you'd love, but he's bat. I mean, it plays everywhere. He's 30 years old. He's going to break the bank in a ridiculous way, and right now the Yankees and Aaron Judge have not met eye to eye. Could the Braves consider that? Maybe. Number three is Justin Verlander, who is 40 years old, but having one of the best years of his career, and he's expected to opt out of a $25 million player option. He's got an ERA of 1.73. He's coming off a year where Tommy John took him away, but now all of a sudden he's got, I don't know, maybe he found a 22-year-old's ligament in there, and that's working out well for him. The Braves did kick the tires on Verlander this past offseason before he re-signed with the Astros. Carlos Correa is number four. Trey Turner is five. Both could be in the Braves' sights. Carlos Rodon, the Giants' left-handed pitcher, is next. Xander Bogaerts, the Red Sox shortstop. And then you get to Dansby Swanson at eight. Wilson Contreras, the Cubs catcher, at 9, and Edwin Diaz, talk about perfect timing, the Mets closer, is at number 10. So those could be very interesting among, a very deep free agent class in a year where the Braves have a bunch of money to spend. All right, let's shift gears. One last note I wanted to talk about is the Falcons now will hit the field in Detroit for their first preseason game in about 48 hours. Latest I saw, if you do care about such things, is they're a 1-point favorite in the game. If that does anything for you, I wouldn't begin to guess how you're going to gamble on a preseason game when we don't know how long starters will play and if there's any emphasis from one side or another on winning the game, which some teams don't care at all. Some teams do put an effort to trying to win, but have at it. The Falcons are a 1-point pick. The news that's not surprising, but worth talking about for a moment, the Falcons' unofficial depth chart was released. And Marcus Mariota, who we knew was clearly the number one quarterback, is their QB1. Desmond Ridder is listed as quarterback 2. Not that there's really a third option, so I think we're going to see Ridder a bunch on Friday night. Felipe Franks is the only other quarterback, but he's been splitting time at tight end and really more there. So I would assume Mariota, let's say he plays a quarter. I'd like to see him play more, but Desmond Ridder gets a couple of quarters, maybe into the fourth, and who knows, Felipe Franks comes in for a little cleanup duty, but Desmond number two, not a shock. I think Falcon fans are thrilled to see him Friday night just to get a glimpse of him, even in a game that doesn't count, because the hope is that he's the future for the franchise. All right, if you guys would, hit the subscribe button, or you can follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. It'll be waiting for you each and every day, somewhere around 10 a.m. I will be on the radio in Atlanta this afternoon at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.